Be seated. One of my favorite church stories is about Jake. It's not mentioned anywhere but in my memory, but Jake, the town I grew up in had a college, and Jake was a student there. Well, he was a student there, he came to church with us, which remains, sadly, impressive for college students. He's a very smart young man. He went on to medical school, perhaps proving that he is eternally smarter than I am. And he was there, of course, during a time of budget stress. Now, I've been around the official structures of the church half of my life, and I've got to tell you, that in and of itself is not unusual. There's budget stress, which is normal, and there's budget stress, which we understand as calamity, but it's all just budget stress. This, however, was a time of budget stress that was calamity. We were called together. Anyone who wanted to come could come to the meeting about the budget and, well, in financial stress. We weren't quite going to say we needed more money, but, you know, that's what we were saying. So we all gather in this room, one of my favorite rooms in the church I grew up in, and they lay out the problem. We all look at each other. We don't know the solution, of course. There's a problem. In the middle of this silence, Jake speaks. He gestures to the vase next to him. I don't see the problem. We've got plenty of stuff. Could sell this. And there's a statue over there. That's probably worth money. That's an expensive painting. Jake was wiser than I was on that day, but what I heard him saying wasn't we have plenty of stuff, was the destruction of my church. That vase, that statue, that painting had plaques on them. They had been given by faithful people I had never met. To give them away was to destroy the legacy that was important to me in my church. How could we withstand that? Jesus today says something just as threatening as Jake did. Everything you love about this church that your ancestors died for, that they sacrificed for, that they struggled for, will go away, and things far worse will happen. That is threatening. And that is Jesus saying that. Now, Jesus isn't saying something prescriptive. I don't think he's saying we all must necessarily be prepared to take our churches down brick by brick. Every now and then, I think we do have to entertain the possibility that Jesus is actually saying something we literally need to follow, including this, but I don't think it's a universal statement. The destruction of the church is not the salvation of the Christian faith. Thanks be to God. But I do think Jesus cares about what we do in these buildings, among these vases and paintings and plaques that we have. They tell us something important. They are outward and visible signs of the faith we stand in. But they are not the lasting outward and visible signs of the church. Those are water, wine, and bread. We were inducted into this church and this faith, and the eternity of it, in the waters of our baptism. Every week we come and are fed on the wine and bread that is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And these are the things that will last. When we build buildings and are given wonderful and beautiful things to have and to use in the worship of God, we are delighted and they are useful. But when we build them, we have to maintain them. It's not simple, that balance. The question is, how are we inhabiting all of this? How are we using the stuff that we have and have in plenty? Are we doing things in service of the gospel? Are we doing it remembering that the lasting signs of the church are water, wine, and bread? These are the things that last. These are the symbols of our faith. These are what connect us to the faith of all who have gone before us and all who will follow us. What will we do with them? Amen.